Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
For 100 years, the Madison Symphony Orchestra has been at the heart of Wisconsin's cultural landscape, bringing world-class music and unforgettable performances to generations of listeners. Founded in 1925, the orchestra has grown from a small community ensemble into one of America's leading regional orchestras, performing at Madison's Overture Center and serving audiences throughout South Central Wisconsin. This season marks the symphony's centennial celebration and featuring special concerts, guest artists, community events, and a year-long tribute to a century of making music. Joining us today to talk about this historic milestone and the future of Madison Symphony Orchestra is Derek Smith and Emma Potter. And Emma is the French horn player from the Madison Symphony Orchestra. Emma, Derek, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Before we hear about the Madison Symphony Orchestra, tell us a little about yourselves. I mean, how are you involved with MSO?
Well, I am on the board, have been on board for several years. Started to get a little bit diversity into the board and just to bring a little different thought process of what type of music other than just classical to the orchestra. And John Demain, who is the last year of his being a maestro, was open to that, and he has brought new thoughts and ideas to the orchestra here in Madison. So that's how an industry got started.
Now, what's your bag? You were telling me off air, you've been in Chicago, you've been in Memphis, and you've been here for at least 3 decades now. Yeah. Are you a musician as well?
I am. I play the cello, I play guitars, and the bass.
Oh, nice. So, are you a member of any local groups?
Yes, my own. along with my my 5.5-year-old granddaughter and my 2.5-year-old grandson, who thinks he is Clyde Stubblefield.
Oh, that is awesome. We love to give the drummer some. Yeah. And that's awesome. Well, you know, that's really how it starts, right? With parents and get their kids involved in music and getting them involved, the younger the better.
That's right.
As far as I see it.
Right.
Well, Emma, you're here. Yeah. You're the French horn player from the Madison Symphony Orchestra. Well, tell us a little about yourself and how you got started in music.
Oh my gosh. So I moved to Madison about 2 years ago, and I started on violin in third grade, and then in fourth grade, I wanted to play in the band because we didn't have an orchestra. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm going to play flute because it's really light and it was very girly. And I was like, that's what I'm going to do. And I practiced all summer and we got to the end of the summer and I was ready to go. And my mom was like, you suck. You cannot get a sound out of this. And
it's hard to go, mom.
It's hard. I know. She loved my mom, but she tells me the truth no matter what.
That's good.
I'm like fourth grade. And so she sat me down and made me listen to a bunch of different things on YouTube. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess French horn's cool. And she was like, let's make a Venn diagram of flute versus French horn. And I just wanted her to stop talking. I wanted to get out of there. So I said I'd play French horn. And 16 years later, here we are.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's amazing how your parents get involved. And that's that's the most original way I've heard yet. A Venn diagram.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Now, Derek, tell us about the Madison Symphony Orchestra and tell us about their 100-year history. I mean, what do we need to know? 100 years in like 2 minutes.
All right, we can do that really fast. It's been for the city of Madison, a long look at what music is about, right? Mm-hmm. And classical music particularly. And I think over the last probably 50 years, it's changed. We've had the same, matter of fact, we've only had 3 maestros over the last 100 years.
Wow, know, that's pretty
orchestra.
Incredible.
So there's been some continuity in that. And I just think that the classical climate here in Madison is pretty good, right?
Right.
You know, people have either played, have heard it, or as part of the university's music scene with some of the classes they do there. So it's a very long classical thought process here in Madison. And I think when we were looking at this several years ago, almost 10 years ago, about how we were going to celebrate the music of the Madison Symphony Orchestra, we wanted to make sure that we kept our base of classic but also influence other types of music into it, right? Because music is a variety of different things, right?
it can be anything.
And even if you listen to classic, you know, you might hear different things from Bach or Rachmaninoff or, you know, Kali or any of them, right? And it might bring a different thought process of what you're looking for and think, right?
Yes.
And so I'm also one of how do you take different artists and integrate them into the music and make them soul and make them, you know, jive and how you do different things. And classic is kind of a little bit of everything.
Wow. That's pretty incredible. How significant is this for an orchestra of this size?
Oh, it's very significant. I mean, most cities don't have a world-class orchestra like we do here. I mean, these musicians are just phenomenal under the direction of John Demain, right? So, you know, living in Chicago, I've gone to Chicago Symphony. You know, there's people like in Dubuque has one. You know, I'm from Long Beach, California originally, so they have one, but it's not on the scale of this one here with the repertoire that they use and they bring on. So I think it's very, very unique for a city of this 250,000 people to have a not only a orchestra like this, but also a venue like the Overture. I mean, it's just unique.
Wow. How many people are in the Madison Symphony Orchestra?
Oh, at least like 90, 92 maybe. Yeah. We're a very, very large group.
All playing at the same time.
For the most part,
And in tune.
Yes.
Except for when there's a rest.
You know, that's the most surprising part as a musician.
That's it. Keep it in tune. Yeah. That's right.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, the person keeping all those people in tune is John Demain.
Yes.
And what does he mean to the Madison Symphony Orchestra?
Continuity. I think excellence. He is now changed since he's been here the last few years is how do we change our music a little bit, right? Not to get away from classic, but to bring a little bit of a spark to what the orchestra was doing before.
When you say that you're kind of bringing in a new spark and bringing in new music, what do you mean by that?
Just, I think what he chooses, how he programs, the people he brings in to solo with us, there's just a connection he makes sure that Madison feels not only to the orchestra and to himself, but also the soloists. I think a lot of the time people can look at classical music and the orchestra and think it's them and then us, and there's no mixing between the two. And I think Demain does a really, really good job at being very personable. And
he brought in the groups like the four guitars and mariachi players to play with the orchestra. I mean,
oh wow,
yeah. And he also uses Madison's church, African American church, Mount Zion Baptist Church, to use their gospel choir to work with them and play with them. It's pretty unique.
I was going to say, you know, you think of the maestro and you think of, you know, waving around his hand in time, but, you know, you said he's personable. Can you, you know, do you really talk to him? Does out of 90 people, that's a lot, like a university professor. Sometimes, you know, you take the class, but you never talk to the guy.
Oh, yeah. No, he loved talking to him. We had a conversation.
You can't shut him up.
Oh, yeah. We had a conversation about a couple hours ago about the show The Pit. The like doctor show.
We
talked for like half an hour just about that type of show and what he's cooking tonight and we're like just things like that.
Wow, that's incredible. But he's not sticking around. He's been around for a long time.
He's been around. This is in his 32nd year.
Wow.
And this tomorrow night at 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock is his final official concert as the maestro for the Madison Symphony Orchestra.
Wow, that's a reason to go tomorrow night for sure.
Yes.
That's historic. Do you guys have a replacement?
We're working on that.
Okay.
We should have something to say in a couple of months, but right now I really can't say.
Wow. Well, that's incredible. John Demain, tomorrow night, his final performance, 6 p.m. at the Overture Center.
Yeah, you still have time to kind of scoot over there now if you want to.
Yeah, well, I know Linda's playing over there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sorry, it's 4:30 is the start of the concert.
4:30. For John Demain.
Yes.
Okay. Tonight, starting at 7 p.m. in the lobby of the Overture Center, Linda the Zeros play until 9, but there's still events all day tomorrow, including one of our local rockers, Travis Agnew. Tell us about Sunday's lineup.
Well, I heard Travis, a friend of mine, has a family home series of concerts.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And Travis came and sang, and he's great, right?
Was that Ann Katz?
No, it's okay. Anthony Brown at his home. But yeah, but I heard Ann Katz too. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But tomorrow we have everything from Automatic Lover is going to be on tomorrow.
Oh, sure.
They're going to be there. The Hmong Institute Heritage Club is going to have their dancing, the Hmong. So there's a variety of different things, cultures and different things they're having going on.
Yeah, we'll have yoga and family, like hands-on art activities and food trucks. And so music, yeah, food. Right.
And there's, you know, they have things for kids. Mm-hmm. My grandkids were here. My 5-year-old granddaughter had her glitter tattoos.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Just as long as it's glitter. It's all good.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, let's see. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us tonight on Max Inc. Radio tonight. Derek, Emma, we really appreciate it. How can we find out more about Sunday's events at the Overture Center for the Madison Symphony Orchestra's Centennial Celebration? Is there a website?
Yes, you can go on to madisonsymphony.org and go to festival. And okay. It has a whole lineup for that.
Yeah, on there. You can also follow us and find us on Instagram, Facebook. I manage all the social media for them. And so if you're interested, we have all the groups, you know, what people are seeing. And so you can take a look on there as well.
Yes.
Wow, that's incredible. And, you know, we remember Automatic Lover, Matt Rife, their keyboard player, just actually passed away this week. So.
Yep.
Go out and support them.
Yep.
Tomorrow. Well, we have Travis Agnew. He's been here before. We've interviewed him. He's played in here. He plays the lobby of the Overture tomorrow afternoon. Let's check a little bit of Travis Agnew right now. This is Vanity. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.